You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. El Nino has finally arrived in Southern California. The drought-starved region got heavy rains for the first time in a long time last week, and more is coming. But here's the thing. Nearly all of that stormwater ends up in the Pacific Ocean. After 4 years of drought, that may strike you as a colossal waste. But as Sarah Gardner reports from our sustainability desk, the people who built this sprawling West Coast metropolis wanted it that way.
In Los Angeles, this winter's El Nino could turn out to be a replay of 1998, when the city got drenched with almost a year's worth of rain in a single month. Mudslides, sewage spills, $500 million in damage, and 17 fatalities. But for all the damage El Nino could inflict on the city today, there's little chance of a replay of this.
Disaster, destruction, and death descend on five Southern California counties. Tons of water submerged 30,000 square miles of populous beach and valley towns in the Los Angeles area, leaving 200 persons dead or missing.
That was 1938, one in a series of deadly floods in the early 20th century that shaped the city's future relationship with rainwater and its fundamental design.
LA was literally built as a drain.
Andy Lipkus, founder of the environmental group Tree People, says Los Angeles was designed to keep humans and water apart. Even in unexceptional years, winter rains here are like, well, a bad boyfriend. Intemperate, unreliable, and when they do come around, they leave a big old mess. So the city shoes out rainwater as fast as it can.
It flows off our property so quickly that we don't see it. It's gone.
Down rain gutters, into sloped driveways to storm drains that pour into local rivers and straight out to the Pacific Ocean. Right now, Los Angeles captures just 8% of all the water that falls or flows into the city. The rest is channeled into the ocean via paved creeks and rivers, like the now tamed Los Angeles River.
The Army Corps of Engineers did it, and it was a massive project.
Poet and activist Lewis McAdams, founder of Friends of the Los Angeles River. He's standing on the river's banks just north of downtown. This part of the river has a natural bottom because the water table is so high. But for most of its 51 miles, from the San Fernando Valley to Long Beach, it's encased in concrete.
There were 17,000 people paving the river by hand at the end of the Depression. 3 million barrels of concrete were poured. The Corps of Engineers put out a little book after they were so proud of this paving, and the word ecology was never mentioned, or the idea that in a Mediterranean climate that it might be valuable to hold on to that water.
The Fed straightened, widened, and deepened the river so it wouldn't overflow its banks and threaten homes and businesses in its unpredictable path. This vast network of dams, concrete channels, catch basins, and over 2,000 miles of storm drain pipe fixed LA's worst flood problems. But residents were now physically and psychologically separated from the city's main waterway. Environmental historian Robert Gottlieb.
The river became totally off limits. You know, there was actual barbed wire in places. There were the sense that you keep away. This is a place of danger.
Hollywood reinforced that scary image. Remember the chase scene in Terminator 2? And perhaps more bizarrely,
a science fiction film in the 50s called Them, where you had giant irradiated ants crawling out of the storm drains to wreak havoc on Los Angeles.
Is there any type of gas we could use?
No, we can't take a chance. It might poison the whole city.
Few residents ventured to see the river. In the dry months, it's a mere trickle anyway, the banks marred by graffiti and garbage. Even homes built near the river usually faced away from it. So the storm water that flowed through it in the winter, out of sight, out of mind, and relatively devalued. But that's beginning to change.
Right now, we're looking at about 40 acres of what was an inert landfill. So,
Kurjan Lee with Los Angeles County Public Works guides me to the top of a 30-foot dirt berm in the San Fernando Valley. This was once a graveyard for concrete and other construction waste. Now, backhoes are clearing out debris, making way for rainwater capture on a large scale, a wetlands park with ponds and swales that collect and filter rainwater.
When it rains now, that water is largely lost to the LA River. What we're designing these projects to do, and what the hope is that that water will be collected here and then returned to the groundwater system and eventually go to the public's tap.
This park is part of a long-term strategy between the city and the county to make the region less dependent on water imported from Northern California. Mike Antos directs the Center for Urban Water Resilience at Cal State Northridge.
The reliance on imported water that the city of LA has long benefited from, we're starting to understand that those are unsustainable. So there isn't much longer that people are going to be immune to the increasing costs of acquiring water from very far away.
True, but city water officials say capturing more rainwater will cost more. Under a 20-year master plan, the city at least doubles its capture rate. But even the plan's conservative scenario would cost more than $40 million a year, and funding's uncertain. Rainwater capture isn't cheap, even in your own backyard.
This is the tank, and I think plastic.
North Hollywood resident Carrie Wassenaar shows off her 1,300-gallon rainwater barrel to a gaggle of reporters. She's part of a pilot project focusing on high-tech rain barrels.
It's a smart system, so it monitors how much water is in it and what the weather is going to be. If it's going to rain, it decides whether or not it needs to drain. And if they drain it, they drain it into the rain garden in the front,
which eventually seeps into the aquifer under the city. But these computerized systems are expensive, $25,000 for one house. So government subsidies are a must, says Andy Lipkus. It may take time for the price to come down, a la solar panels, he says. But real change takes time. Consider this. In one western state, Colorado, it's still illegal to collect rainwater from your own roof. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
We have lots of archival photos of the LA River, plus a montage of its many movie appearances, all at marketplace.org. And while you're there, check out our brand new website. It's now in beta.